The second half of the Browns' schedule features two games against the Pittsburgh Steelers, as well as a plethora of other matchups. To break it all down, let's send it back over to the voice of the Browns, Jim Donovan, who is at the Liberty Ford studio at First Energy Stadium, home of the Cleveland Browns. Jim.
Thanks very much, Jameer. Welcome back to the stadium, everybody. And I am joined by Dustin Fox from 92.3 The Fan, Gerard Cherry, ESPN 850 WKNR. So we're into November and go to the second half of the Browns schedule. And we get the Ravens here on a 4:25 kickoff. So it's going to be a later kickoff in the late part of the afternoon. You know, the Browns really, last year, when you think about it, they really played Baltimore well. That Thursday night game in Baltimore, they're thrown into the end zone to try and tie the game up, get it into overtime. And here at the stadium later that year, they played them very well, led 15-14, just couldn't put it in the end zone, settle for Dawson field goals there. They played the Ravens very well. And I'm wondering at this point, November 3rd, and we're looking ahead, Dustin, I want you to put on your, you know, your glasses that look ahead here. I wonder where the division will be. And interesting, because Gerard, you touched on it earlier, where will the Ravens be at this point, do you think, in the season after what it's been taken off that roster?
I still think they're a good team. I think they're talented. I think they have excellent quarterback play. Joe Flacco, it was this right move for them to get him re-signed. If they'd have let him walk, I think they'd be in shambles. The defense isn't going to be as bad as people think. They've had some pickups throughout this offseason to replace some guys. The loss of Ed Reed and Ray Lewis are going to be huge, but they've got other guys on that roster who could step up. But the key there is, I think it's Flacco. It's they go as Flacco goes.
Yeah, and last year in particular here, Flacco was not going in that game. The Browns were really peppering him. They were chasing him around. He looked a little flat. Flacco looked flat in that game, and then, boom, he hit a switch and he got going.
Yeah, he definitely hit a switch, Jim. And one of the things you appreciate about Flacco's game, he played good football at the right time. But the most challenging thing after coming over a Super Bowl win is this, the malaise that sets in. Are you really willing to pay the price necessary to repeat? Because you're going to get everybody's A game, Jim. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's the one thing they have to prepare themselves for mentally.
All right, Dustin, the Browns will get a bye week after that, but they're really in the division now because they've got Baltimore out of the way, but then they go down to Cincinnati, and a lot of people feel that Cincinnati is ready to take the torch in this division now and really become kind of the A-level team in the division with Dalton playing well at quarterback and, of course, the great wide receiver, A.J. Green, and whatever they do at running back. What do you think?
I think it's a winnable game. I'm still not sold on Andy Dalton. I think he's a young player, just like a lot of guys in this league who are trying to kind of get over that hump. And it's a winnable game. It's nice coming off a bye. You have 2 weeks to prepare for that game. I like the Browns' chances there.
So then the Browns come back home. They get the Steelers here. A lot of people feel they're kind of rebuilding a little bit. They took a big hit. Mike Wallace is gone. And there are some, unsettled issues there. Is Roethlisberger going to click with Todd Haley finally after a little bit of a choppy year last year with that offense?
One thing I know about Mike Tomlin, he's a competitor. I played for him in Minnesota. He's a guy that is always going to have his guys ready to go. If Ben Roethlisberger is healthy come, November 24th, and we play Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh's going to be a tough team to beat. There's no doubt about that.
See, I'm of the mindset that window in Pittsburgh is closing and is really almost shut. You let some key players go, and granted, you can make the argument they always let key players go and they readjust and realign. But here's the thing. Offensive line's been struggling for a while. They haven't got that right. Defensive line, normally they identify those guys. The guys they draft in the past have not worked out. Who is their running back? Because normally that's a key component to the Pittsburgh Steelers. You can't name that guy right now.
But they haven't been a running team. I mean, even though they had Redmond,
from an identity standpoint, football.
But the last 5 years, it hasn't been a running team.
All right. We go to New England.
Correct.
In December. Those guys are in the back of the end zone shooting muskets, we know that we're in trouble because that means they're scoring a ton of points. This is when New England is usually in playoff mode, aren't they? In early December, you know that better than Dustin and I.
Correct. And Bill's mantra is this. Let's make sure we're playing our best football and to catapult us into the postseason. So, yes, that will probably be the case. But you know what? I still like the Browns to go out there because this is a chance for you to see where you're really at, because you know New England's going to be a top-tier team, but you cannot figure out how good you are unless you play against the best. So I like this matchup, and I'm looking forward to it.
Let's go, and Browns come back home, and it's a tough finishing stretch for them. If you take the Patriots game, they come home, they play the Bears, they're at the Jets, and then it ends, at Heinz Field again. It ended at Heinz Field last year, and it will end there again this year, and you would really want this. You would want the game to mean something. By the time we got there last year, Pittsburgh was out, unbelievably, playing to try and just get to 500, and the Browns, of course, were out. I mean, I would just love to see that game be significant
Right, I would.
For both teams, and especially for our team.
And I love that, too. And also, just to close in that gap, because you're going to have to split these games this year. You can't just win one divisional game. You have to win more than one, in my opinion. So definitely leave a good message going into the offseason, hey, you beat the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Absolutely. That would be a great goal to get to. Gentlemen, thank you very much. Now all they have to do is go out and play the schedule, all right? Exactly. It was easy to talk about it. Now they got to go play it.